This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yisrael Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. The pasuk regarding Saras starts with the words Adam ki yiev arbisari, an Adam who develops in his skin a Saras. Why does the pasuk use a lashon of Adam as opposed to Ish ki yiev arbisari? The expression Adam is usually used as a lashon of chashivos, importance. Why say Adam when dealing with one who spoke Lashon Hara and was inflicted by Tzaras? Rav Nissen Alper Zatzal answers that every person is destined to sin, like it says in Geheles, Ki Adam ein tzadik ba'oretz asher yaseh toy v'lo yechta. So of course people will sin. What makes someone great is if he acknowledges and rectifies his mistake and does tshuva even after committing those sins. When this person with Tzaras comes before the Kohen, he is a person who is acknowledging that he sinned and wants to remove the Taras and change his ways in the future. Such a person is considered an Adam Choshev, and therefore the term Adam is used regarding him. The Alshuch says another pshat. Besides the question why it says Adam, he adds two other questions. Firstly, why does Taras only affect Am Yisrael and not the Umas HaOlam? And secondly, why is the Tahara of Negoyim only done through a Kohen? Answers the Alshach. By the Umas HaOlam, Achdus is not what defines them. It is not what is part of their essence. However, Klal Yisrael is one unit. It's the core of their identity. It's what characterizes them as Am Yisrael. When one Jew speaks against another, not only is that person doing an Avera, but he's also breaking the essence of Klal Yisrael, which is their unity. We find many words that can be said in the singular and the plural. For example, the word enosh, a man, in the singular, is called anoshim in the plural. Ish, in the singular, is ishim in the plural. However, the word adam has no way to express it in the plural form. We know that Klal Yisrael are referred to as adam, as the drasha says, atem kruim adam, ve'ein ovdei kochavim kruim adam. And that is why the parasha of the Negoyim starts with adam, because the one who speaks lashon hara is breaking the shame adam, which represents Klal Yisrael's unity. Adam, which does not have a plural form, which represents Klal Yisrael as one, that name is broken through Lashon Hara. And that is why the parasha starts with the name Adam, because this person broke that shame through his Lashon Hara. We can now also understand why Negoyim do not affect the Umas HaOlam, and that is because the Lashon Hara is not having as bad of an effect on the Umas HaOlam as it does on Klal Yisrael, because their essence is not that of Achdus, and therefore the one speaking Lashon Hara is not affecting the identity of the Umas HaOlam the way it does by Klal Yisrael. And that is why the Tahara has to be done specifically by a Kohen. Since Aaron HaKohen represents Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom, he and his family are befitting to be the ones to rectify the break in Achdus, which was done through the one speaking Lashon Hara against another Jew. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the pasuk says regarding a mitzvah, Begodav yiu ferumim, his clothing shall be ripped, Beroisha yiu ferua, he should allow his hair to grow long, Valsafam yate, he should wrap himself until his upper lip, Vitome tome yikra, and he should call out to all people, Tome tome. He informs everyone that he is tome and that people should stay away from him. The Baal Shem Tov explains these words, Tome tome yikra, al pidrush. He says that Chazal tell us that Negoyim come upon a person because of the Avera of Lashon Hara. And many times the reason why one speaks badly about another is because he himself has that flaw. And as a way to cope with his own imperfections and to deflect attention away from themselves, people have the tendency to focus on that flaw in other people. Says the Baal Shem Tov that this is hinted in the words, Tamei Tamei Yikra. Vitamei, one who is Tamei, one who has a flaw in himself, Tamei Yikra, he calls out other people with that flaw. And this is the pshat of the Mishnah in the Negoyim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, where the Mishnah says, Kol Negoyim Adam Roye, all Negoyim a person can't see, Chutz Minige Atzmoy, except for his own Negoyim, which simply means that a Kohen can examine all Negoyim, except for his own Negoyim. Says the Baal Shem Tov, instead of the comma being placed after the word Roye, Kol Negoyim Adam Roye, comma, Chutz Minige Atzmoy, put the comma after the word chutz, and it reads, Kol negoyim adam roye chutz, all flaws that people see in others, nige atzmai, are really their own negoyim, their own flaws. Chazal say that if a nega goes away and a person does tshuva, tishapek hanega lo'oinig, what was once a nega, an affliction, becomes oinig, a pleasure. Because the doinois nasik is zechuyois, his averis becomes schusim, and he's a better person than he was before. The Chedushei Arim explains that the word nega and the word oinig have the same letters. The only difference is where the ayin is placed. By oinig, the ayin is at the beginning, and by nega, the ayin is at the end of the word. When a person's ayin, his eye, is at the end, it's looking negatively at people, then it's a nega, an affliction. However, when the ayin is in the beginning, representing a positive outlook at other people, then it's oineg, it's a pleasure. And with this, they explain the pasuk, v'hine lo hofach hanega es einoi tomehu, which simply means, if the nega stayed the same, lo hofach es einoi, its appearance did not change, even after giving it 2 weeks. Tomehu, it's tome. However, this can also be read, v'hine lo hofach hanega es einoi, if the word nega did not change its ayin, the ayin did not move to the beginning of the word, oineg. Rather, it remained at the end of the word, and it's nega. The person still has a negative outlook at other people. Then, tomehu, that person is tomeh.